They're calling for more regulations, making it more difficult for men to get erectile dysfunction drugs. I have never taken a Cialis or a Viagra. Guys are getting them on the black market, according to this article.
Oh, why would you want to do that?
I don't know. I wouldn't trust any little blue pill given to me, not by a doctor.
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting, man.
Right. You think you're taking a Viagra and you get an Ambien.
Fisher gave me one a long time ago when we worked together, and I just threw it in my sock drawer, and I was like 23, so I just said, I don't need this. He goes, no, trust me, even if you don't need it, just take it. And then after about a few years of it sitting in there, I just threw it away.
I got a buddy who tried to pressure me to take Cialis. He was like, even if you don't think you need it, take it. It is amazing. I'm like, I don't need it.
Well, it turns your penis into a weapon.
And I don't need it to be a weapon. I don't need another concealed weapon that I need to get a permit for.
Why are people afraid just to go to their doctors and ask for it? I'm sure they would give it to you, no problem.
The thing is, maybe the stigma, maybe you got a family physician, you don't want to tell them that you can't get boners.
I do know that they're very expensive, and they're not covered on a lot of insurance policies, so that's why they might get it on the underground.
I mean, if I were planning a night of, like, you know, action, God willing I should ever have intercourse again, it'd be fun to take one, I guess.
I thought with all that Molly you used to do back in the day, you would need the Cialis and Viagra.
Well, your point is well taken, because when you take too much of those MDMA-related drugs, it can affect your performance a bit. Your desire is like a million times, but sometimes, and even if you can do that, you can't.
Whoa, okay.
They should cut it. They should cut the Molly with
the Viagra. Yeah. Oh, that's that next level ish right there.
But I mean, I would rather go to my doctor if it was covered on my insurance. I would rather go to my doctor and be somewhat embarrassed than try to find some guy out on the streets to buy from.
You wouldn't be embarrassed. Doctors hear this stuff all day.
Yeah. Right. Like, there's nothing you can tell a doctor that he hasn't heard before.
You're not gonna say, "Hey, I'm having a little problem with you know what." He goes, "Hold on, woo, woo. Open the door. Look at this.
Hey, this guy can't get one in here. Check out Larry Limden."
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
No, he will be very professional. Right now, he might be, you know, if it were one of us, he might be out on the weekends on the golf course and go, "You will never believe who was in my office who can't get boners."
I don't believe that whole patient confidentiality thing.
Not in psychiatry, not in medical doctors, whatever.
I believe it.
I would take a. I would take one if, like, I knew I was going to have sex.
What do you mean?
Like, if some girl is like, "Hey, we're gonna go out," and I'm like, "No, I would like to have sex with you," and we're gonna have a whole night of just sex. I would take it just to see, like, you know, see what the difference would be.
Oh, right.
You know, like.
I have a friend who had to take one, and he dropped it behind his toilet, and then he was blowing it off because there was all this stuff on there. I mean, he was just desperate to eat it as soon as possible.
Now, here's a question. I'm trying to stay medical and not get too graphic, but, like, you take one.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes later, you get that, right? But, like, can you?
Yeah, yes. Yes, you can.
But now, once you, does it, or does it, it just stays there?
It stays. Look, here's the deal. Mm. It does not give you sexual arousement.
Okay.
It facilitates an erection.
All right.
So I used to sell these things. Not these, but I'm just familiar.
Sure.
It's a vasodilator. So it opens up the blood flow in that region.
Okay.
So when you do get excited, the natural thing will happen.
Right.
But then once you reach that point.
Yeah. It's still there?
It's like you're like 16.
No, I don't want that. Like when that happens, mm-hmm. the magic part, I want it to be gone.
And on rare occasions.
I've seen the fine print.
Yes.
If it lasts for more than 4 or 5 hours, please contact a prostitute.
No, call every girl you know.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Are you afraid you might need them one day? Do you know if your dad's out? You know Frank's on them?
Are you asking me if I know if my dad still gets wood?
No, I didn't ask that. I said, do you know Frank is on them? Because you might need them in 20 years.
It might not even take 20.
That's why I didn't know if you might ask your dad.
I still get productive boners if that's what
I mean. But you're not your dad's age.
How productive we're talking.
I'm pretty productive. Uh-huh. I mean, I can do stuff with it.
Russell Simmons takes 5 milligrams of Cialis. He makes no bones about it. He talks about it all the time, and he goes, changed his life.
Really?
But, he said, I am an older man trying to keep up with these supermodels.
Right. That's a hell of a problem.
I mean,
that
needs a little help.
727-579-1025. CJ, you have friends who take it when they go out drinking?
Yeah, man. I would say I love the show, first of all. But,
Thank you.
Like, they take them, like, before they go out to the club. So, I guess, I don't know if they know for sure, but in the event they do go home with a lady they can impress, you know, the young lady they're with. They don't want to have a lackluster night, I guess. So they take them, like, around, you know, like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and they're, you know, whatever, you know, use your imagination.
Well, I don't want to use my imagination involving that, no offense, but like, so like you're standing at the bar, you post up at the bar, as the kids say, and then like, unavoidably, you got wood, and if you're wearing khaki pants, everybody's going to know that you're pitching a tent.
I mean, look, I don't know. Is it dark in there? Maybe they don't see it or something. I don't know. But, yeah, I know that they've taken it before they go out. Yeah.
I would wait until it was a sure thing before I took one. You know, if I just go out with my buddies and take Viagra.
Ain't mighty confident, right?
Right. Like, yeah, you don't call your shot until, you know, the pitcher pitches the ball.
You think any women get offended if they find out that a guy has to use a Cialis or a Viagra?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think younger girls probably, like, for a pride thing, they'd be like, what, this isn't your Viagra right here? I get your Viagra.
How would they ever know?
That's true, unless you're popping it right in front of them.
Yeah.
Like, pardon me one moment, young lady.
Well, because I'd be offended if, like, Phoebe had to take something to hook up with me.
Well.
What?
Nothing. You won't have to worry about that for a long time. You guys have a natural attraction to each other.
It's been a long time.
But, I mean, what if she had a medical condition that prevented her from becoming...
No, okay, yeah. But what if she didn't have a medical condition?
Oh, all right. Well, then it's okay to be offended.
Okay.
But, like, what if she did?
Yeah, but if a woman took one,
yeah,
you would think you are Superman.
Right. No dry sockets there, if we may have a call back to the wisdom teeth call from earlier. Max, what's up? You have an herbal alternative to Viagra?
Yes, I did not invent it, but I was told about it by some Jamaican friends of mine I've worked with.
I know what you're talking about.
What's it called?
Baba Root. You heard of it?
Oh boy, Baba on these nuts! Is this a joke that I'm about
No, I'm not. No, I'm not that guy, Drew. I'm not that guy.
Thank you,
Baba Root.
Thank you for
not being. You have to go to like a Jamaican store to get it, and it's like it's a dark bottle. It's fermented. It doesn't taste great. If you don't have an outlet after drinking this stuff, you're going to have a problem. I can only imagine what a wild animal feels like when it's in heat, and this was it. It doesn't make me feel drunk.
Weird turn.
I took one. I don't have to take it anymore because I don't have any problems like that, really.
Sure, buddy.
Forget the pills. Find yourself some of this stuff, and you're going to lose your mind.
That's going to be my new pickup line. Hey, girl, what's up with that outlet? Yeah.
Baba, and it's called Baba Root?
Baba Root. Yeah, you have to find a Jamaican store. I guess a Rastafarian invented it, and he's got to be making some money, dude. I mean, don't take a pill. Check this stuff out. You're going to get the same, going to probably get the same effect you're looking for. But yeah.
Well, thank you. And again, I'm not in the market for it. There's just a news story that lawmakers want regulations for Viagra, and that has spawned the discussion. Matt says that as an amateur pharmaceutical technician, you had people buy Viagra and MDMA from you at the same time?
Yeah, they used to come to me and can ask me if I could get some Viagra, too. And I'm like, dude, I'm basically selling you Viagra right now. But, yeah, people used to take it both at the same time. I was like, man, you crazy. That's, you know, you might as well go to the hospital.
Rolling the dice.
Yeah, like your heart would literally explode because you take the Molly and that already gets your heart rate elevated. And then you take the Viagra and that makes it even more so. Sex is fun, but it's not worth dying over.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
I'm not kidding. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So far, nobody said that they've gotten in the black market.
Maybe it doesn't happen too often.
Guy in an alley with a trench coat. Hey, would you like to buy a blue pill? 727-579-1025. Frico Suave. ¿Qué pasa, hombre?
What's up, Baba?
Nah, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. So before I dropped the soap, I used to take the Cialis so I could facilitate with girls.
Ah.
Where'd you get it from?
I had to go to my urologist for it. Hmm.
And did you tell him, hey, I would like to have sex with girls, but I'm not attracted to them. Can I get something that'll give me wood?
No, I was pretty embarrassed because I was young at the time. I think I was like 19.
All right.
So, you know, it was weird because he was like, oh, your T levels are fine. So I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Like, it's just not working. But, you know, oddly enough, even with the assistance, it didn't help.
So wait a minute. You took Viagra and you still could not make that happen with the girl?
Correct.
You're super gay.
But you could take Viagra, Drew, and it wouldn't make you want to hook up with a guy. So why would it work for him with a girl?
It doesn't do anything to the desire, but it does something physically to your wang. Like, you got it. You got the boat.
Right. Like, I think, like SBK said, it what do you call it, facilitates the blood flow?
Yeah.
For lack of a better term. So,
my Johnson.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just, it was just, it, you know, Cialis didn't work on me. I mean, it literally, like, stuff that it sat in my drawer because, you know, wow. After that whole period expired, I had no further problems.
Right.
And it sat in my drawer and expired. So I took them to a pharmaceutical dump and got rid of them.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, let anyone out there still think that being gay is a choice. No, it is certainly biological.
I can attest for that. And all my ex-girlfriends can as well.
How awkward was that for you when you're trying to go through the motions and bang a girl, and then she's like, you know.
Well, I would just blame it on her.
What did you tell her? She has smelly private parts? That's what I always did.
No, I would be like, are you serious? Come on, like, shave your legs, do something. I don't know.
Oh.
But, Freako, you knew you were gay at 19, didn't you?
I knew I was gay my entire life. But, side note, I was never mean to my ex-girlfriends. I'm friends with all of them except the one that lied about getting pregnant.
Oh, well, yeah, that's an understandable deal breaker right there. Well, thank you, Freako Suave. Your insight is very much appreciated.
I love y'all.
Thank you very much. Hard to listen to. John, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Drew? Love the show, man.
Thank you, dude. It says you buy your Viagra on the black market, huh?
Absolutely. That's same. Me and my wife, every time, you know, we party every once in a while, especially on the weekend, stuff like that.
Party.
And I got a buddy of mine. He sells them. They got 25 milligrams, 50 milligrams, and then the 100 milligram. That 100 milligram one time, and I'll buy the whole bottle, and I'll keep them. And, you know, whenever we're partying on the weekend, I'll take it. Just, you know how it works. Kind of maintain it.
Yeah,
and that's what we do.
How much are you paying for them for each pill?
It averages for each pill. The 25 milligrams he sells them to me for about $50 a bottle. I don't take the 50s and the 100s. I just did 100 one time, so I don't buy those. But it's $50 a bottle normally. On the he sells them to me for the 25 milligrams.
Small price to pay for a guaranteed good time, if you will. Jay, what's happening? We're talking about a lawmaker wanting more regulations for Viagra, and it turns out that people indeed are getting them from the black market. What's up, dude?
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Good.
Let me tell you, I'm in my 50s now. I'm 58 years old. When I hit my 40s, it just started going downhill, buddy. And you guys, you might be getting a little bit of it now, but later on, it'll hit you in some degree. So what I started doing was I found something online. And you could buy them online. They're like 100 milligrams.
Okay.
They are the pharmaceutical equivalent of a foreign country's pharmacy. They come in blister packs. They send them through the mail,
blister
through registered mail. And, yeah, they're in a blister pack, like six in a blister pack, 100 milligrams. You can break them in half or you can quarter them or whatever. And they work fine for me. I have a little issue with the side effects, which makes my eyes kind of bloodshot and kind of stuffy and whatever. But they work good. And they're on the pack, you see I get them from India, actually. They come from India. And it's in Indian, and they have a date code on them. And when they were manufactured, from what factory, just like any other country, there's people who need the same drugs we use, so or we need. So I think that's pretty good. But it's a sad situation when you get to that point, and that just affects so many people. ED,
right.
Can't do nothing about it, you know.
You know, that's what took Lamar Odom down. That
ED?
No, that
the Viagra,
herbal Viagra.
Oh yeah,
I just go to my doctor.
Well, you know, I've tried a few of those too, and they don't do nothing but give me a headache or make you feel kind of like you're rushing or your blood pressure's up or whatever.
Yeah, that's a stroke, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't do that. And you know what? I get a headache from this stuff now.
Right.
I'm ready to go to one of these other clinics in town, you know, medical clinic or something, and see if they can do something else. So,
I'm sorry.
Your blood flow, like Kevin said.
Sounds like there are hard times ahead, or not so much. Thank you very much, sir. I hope so indeed.
You got to call Frank.
My dad?
Don't you want to see what the future holds?
God, I hope he's still getting boners. It's going to be a weird phone call.
Perfect.
Okay. It's time to phone my dad.
See if he needs any assistance.
I hope my mom answers.
I hope she doesn't.
I don't want to ask Dad.
She won't tell you.
She'll tell me.
No.
Hello?
Mom.
Drew.
What's happening?
Not much. How about you?
I'm good. You listening to the show right now?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not.
Good. Thank you, God. Well, actually, it'd be easier if you were.
Sorry.
It's okay. We're talking about these lawmakers who are trying to make it more difficult, or hard, if you will, for men to get erectile dysfunction drugs. And Seth was wondering about the future of my erections. And he wanted to know if Dad is taking Cialis or Viagra.
I think you have the wrong number.
I mean, it's a concern of yours, Drew. It's not a concern of mine.
I will admit that that it is a somewhat of a concern of mine because I'm sure you don't care, but I can get boners now.
Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. And I would like to know how many more years of boners I can look forward to. Is Dad still, you know, bringing the ruckus?
Your father's Italian.
So that means he's hitting you.
Not necessarily.
Means he's hitting it.
I'm not saying that.
So he's a virile Italian man is what you're telling me. Therefore, he has no problem whatsoever delivering the goods in the bedroom.
That's one way of putting it.
Does he have more than one way of putting it himself? I kid. Don't answer that.
Very good. Very good.
Do I detect the sound of my nephew Jack in the background?
No, that's Will.
May I speak with young Jack. William?
Jack is being quiet because I'm on the phone.
Oh, I'll speak with Jack then, if that's okay.
No, you won't. He was just trying to do the arm farts.
Oh, good. That's my boy. Can you put Will on real quick? Will he talk to me?
Yes. Will, somebody wants to say hi.
Hi.
Will, who do you think this is, buddy?
Hi. Who is it?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking to?
Dad.
Who is it?
No, it's not Dad. It's not Dad.
Dad?
Who's your uncle?
Uncle.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got you.
Hey, Will, how are you? Love that little dude.
I know. Potatoes?
Pizza lunch.
Oh.
It's pizza.
Will, did you know your granddad is still bringing the ruckus in the bedroom?
What?
Is this Jack?
Yes.
Jack, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Good.
Good. You know, I ran into two guys who were looking for you the other day.
These nuts.
Good job.
They're not forced to eat matzo over there, are they?
I don't know. You making them eat unleavened bread for Passover?
No, they want to.
Ugh, oh, nobody wants to. Come on. That's disgusting.
No, we all do. One piece.
Ugh, gross.
One piece a year. I buy a box every 5 years, whether I need to or not.
All right. Well, thank you very much for letting me, for looking into the crystal balls and saying that the Italian stallion. By the way, my dad used to have an Italian stallion vanity license plate that he put on the front of his Mercury Zephyr. That is a true story.
No, it was on the red Trans Am.
That's even better. Red Trans Am with Italian stallion on the front of it. That's awesome.
Sure.
Well, I'm glad he's still bringing the ruckus. That gives me hope. And you heard about Prince dying today?
Yeah.
Very sad. Don't you feel bad for all the times that you and Dad called him a homo?
Never did. I don't think I've ever used that word.
Okay.
But
I will now.
Aren't you upset that your mom didn't let you go see Prince back in the day?
Well, she said I was a bit young when he played the Purple Rain Tour when I was 12 years old.
10? I was 12.
I was 12. I think that's old enough to travel to Miami to see a legend like Prince.
But not drive. Well,
solid point. All right. Well, thank you, Mom. I appreciate it. Send Dad my best because I know he's giving you his. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye, all.
All right. Bye. See you later.
How'd you find out about concerts in other cities back in the day?
The MTV.
Really?
Yeah. The MTV would tell you everything. They're like, Prince is coming to Miami.
And then the kids would start talking about it at school and just spread like wildfire.
Yeah, me and the other Prince fan in school. We were like, they were a bunch of nerds at that school. 97X, Tampa Bay's new rock alternative, The Morning X with Drew and Seth. There's Danielle. And yesterday, we had Delia on. Now, Delia was one of the first callers we took when I took over in July.
Well, we didn't have Delia on yesterday. You just talked about her yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And it's all a blur to me. I tried to block out all offensive comments. She showed up to our toy drive.
She's a transsexual.
Right. And we can debate all back and forth on what transgendered really means. Is it something you're born with? Blah, blah. We'll do that later. But here is the offensive comment that I supposedly made yesterday, which I'm still having a hard time believing that anybody could be offended by this. Well, she was going to come back for Fisher anyway, she told me. Well, he. I don't. Is it a she?
Yes.
I can't call that a she.
Here's
Okay.
Okay, that's not the clip.
That is.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what I said.
You said it. You finished it with it.
There's another clip there, Drew.
Yeah, there is. But that was, I think that's what she's so offended about.
That didn't much look like a she to me, but I like her, him, it. I like it a lot. Yeah, she was really nice.
There you go.
I like it a lot.
Didn't really want to play that one.
So she called back up after our show was in yesterday, and she wanted the piece of you. And
yes.
Danielle told her to call back up today at 7:10.
Well, then why don't you get her on the phone, Seth, and let's try to work this out.
Delia.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm alive.
Okay, good. What did Drew do this time?
He referred to me as it on the radio.
Gosh.
When y'all were talking about the Christmas thing and all that, and he goes, oh, she, he, it, whatever.
And it was,
you know,
just...
that's like calling a black person a n***er.
And Delia, that was just Drew, right? Danielle and I didn't say anything derogatory.
No, you guys back me up. You guys always have been. You know, I like your station because of that, because you guys were so respectful. And then you hear something like that. You know what that just did to me? That just destroyed my whole New Year's.
Hey, Drew, do you have anything to say at all?
It makes me not want to come out to any remotes anymore because of that. And you know what? Is Drew there listening right now?
Yeah, he is here.
You know what, Drew? If you ever call me it to my face, I'll knock you out.
Okay. You can do that if that makes you feel better. I meant it as nothing more than a humorous comment.
But
I apologize that it hurt your feelings.
Do you,
like I said, it's like calling a black person the N-word.
Okay.
I mean,
it's disrespectful.
Drew, how come? I mean, she's just telling you. I mean, you're crying.
Yes.
Obviously, it hurts.
Yes.
But you don't care at all.
No, I care. I meant it as nothing more than just a humorous comment. But given your situation and the struggle that you must go through on a daily basis, Delia, I apologize that that's a very sensitive area for you, and I certainly didn't mean to ruin your New Year's. You were nothing but pleasant to me when we met. I thought we had a fun time and kind of busted each other's balls a little bit.
You know, you just earned your second ex. Like I said, that's derogatory. You got
sure.
A lot of people out there like me that don't listen to your radio station that won't like stuff like that.
Oh.
Because it's all a matter of respect.
Adelia, is calling you an it, is that the worst thing you could possibly hear?
Yes.
Understood.
Is that worst.
Is that why you did it, Drew?
No, not at all. If I had known that it would hurt her feelings, I would certainly not have done it.
I thought
that's like saying I'm not even a person.
Drew, I thought that you said on Tuesday that
yes.
Your New Year's resolution was to not make fun of things that people can control.
That you're right. B, I don't know that this is necessarily not something that Delia could control.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you choose to live your life as a woman, right, Delia?
Yes, because that's the way I was born, just like everybody else with everything they're born with. It's not like it's not like we just decide that, hey, I want all this special attention to be someone different. It's like being born with any other disease, and you struggle with it your whole life and put up with all kinds of despair and discouragement and people talking like that, and
right.
they wonder why we all commit suicide.
Well, I certainly don't want you to do that. Let me just explain to you where it came from.
You know your words can hurt, right, Drew?
I am very well aware of my words can hurt.
You're one of the most sensitive people I know.
That is true. Let me just explain to you where it came from, just so you know, Delia, so you know that I certainly meant no harm by it. I was stumbling over what to refer to you as, whether to refer to you as he, whether he refers to you as she.
It's she, Delia.
Right.
It's she. We live our life. We have to live this way to have the surgery. It's like
right.
I said, it's not a choice. It's things we have to do.
Right. And now I understand that. And I was stumbling over he versus she. Had I known that the I word was that big for you, I certainly wouldn't have used it. I got caught up between he, she.
Yeah.
I threw in it because usually when you say he, she, you also say it, whether referring to male,
yeah, but
female.
Just think about it. Think what it meant if someone would refer to you as it. What would it do to you?
Nothing at all. There's nothing anybody can say to me that's going to do anything.
That's not true.
You're young.
No, I'm definitely not that. But no, I given your life that you've lived, I absolutely see where it is a harmful word that brings you that causes you to suffer. I would like to apologize profusely for that because you were very nice to me. I thought we had a great time together, and I apologize that anything I might have said might have undone the quality time that we spent together.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and I appreciate
you. In the future, remember that we have feelings too. We're also people. We have hearts.
Oh, I know.
Also,
no, believe me, I get in the ass by transsexuals all the time. I love them. I am a huge fan of trannies. Is tranny?
That's what I thought.
Right. Is tranny a bad word? Is that the
no?
Okay.
No.
So tranny is okay.
It's just it's like a thing of who we are, like white, black, Mexican. It's the same thing. But it gets into the derogatory parts when you start calling us names that make us not even a person.
It's dehumanizing, and I didn't even it didn't even occur to me that it might be taken that way. Had it occurred to me that way, I certainly wouldn't have said it. My goal, just so you know, is not to hurt anyone's feelings, let alone your own. I will say things without thinking at times. That was one of those times.
That comes with the job, though. You have to say a lot of things as a host of the show. Sometimes you don't even know what you're saying, but. You realize what you said was wrong.
I realized that it was very wrong to refer to you as it, and I will certainly never allow it to happen again.
Yeah, because you got to remember, you're in the media. A lot of people listen to you.
Well, yes.
A lot of decent people take to heart what you say.
Hey, Delia, you said we have a lot of trannies that listen to our show?
I'd like to know another one.
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends that listen.
Good, thank you.
Do you have any hot transsexual friends who listen? Because in order to make this right, I feel like I should...
Friends. With my disability, I don't get out much, and you know, it's hard to make friends when you're me.
That's hard to make friends when you're me, too. And so we have that as common ground. But I can't apologize enough for what I said. I certainly didn't mean for when Danielle told me that you were crying, it hurt me. It really did. And I realize now.
Did it? Because you don't seem very sincere.
No, I totally am.
You have a little smirk.
I always have that smirk. But I am 100% completely sincere when I say that I certainly did not mean for it to hurt you that badly. We can debate all day long whether it's a choice to live your life as a woman or not, but
exactly.
I hope you don't mind if in the future I might have a little fun with you, but just avoiding dehumanizing you will be my goal.
I have always said that laughter is what makes the world go round. It's when you cross that line into disrespect.
Right, and you can certainly understand that for a non-transgendered individual, they might laugh at something like, I don't know, he, she, it. They might find that funny, but I will gladly take that away from it and not cause those people to laugh by saying it if it hurts your feelings.
Yes, not just me, remember. I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Right, absolutely. Transgendered individuals should not be referred to as it, and this mistake will never happen again.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to clear the air with you. I value you a lot. You've been great since the jump, and I hope we can keep you as a listener.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Deal. I hope you have a great day, and I hope that the rest of January is good for you, too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. It took a lot of balls to make that phone call, and I appreciate that you did.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You had to get one more in there, didn't you?
877-327-9797.
You had to get one more in there.
What?
Do you like how I mediate, by the way?
You're a great mediator. What you are, Seth, is a mediator with an agenda.
Yes, I want to escalate things.
It's great. I love that role that you play. But look, dude. Being gay, I believe, is something you're born with.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
You can debate that with me if you want. If you believe that gay people choose to be gay, that's fine. I believe that you are born gay or straight or bi or whatever.
I agree.
Transgendered, on the other hand, look, I just don't. I believe that it is a choice. I believe that you make a conscious choice to say, I'm going to get something cut off so that I can be a woman.
I think there's some confusion going on that they don't put that there, though.
877-327-9797. And I guarantee you there are no other transgendered individuals who are listening to the show right now.
I don't think so, but I hope so.
I really hope that there are, and I hope that they would call up. Mike, what's happening? Welcome to the Morning X.
Hey, man, you know, you're taking the fun out of it. I mean, who cares if you call her it? I support you with that. It's, I mean, give me a break. If you're born with boy parts, you're a boy. If you're born with girl parts, you're a girl. You need to get on with your life. I mean, everyone's taking the fun out of everything. You can't have fun with anything anymore. You can't make jokes about anything. You can't tell Pollock jokes. I got a crap load of Pollock jokes that I can tell. I mean, come on. It's not fun anymore. Why can't you have fun with things?
I like this guy because he would have had a 5-second conversation with Delia.
Yeah.
I said grow a pair, but I guess that's not going to happen. And hang up. I mean, come on.
Man.
Were you really sorry for what you said? Because I don't think you were.
I am sorry that what I said caused Delia to have hurt feelings. I still don't have any problem with what I said, but I am sorry that it hurt her feelings.
Okay, you said it a lot during that conversation.
Colette, what's up? You're on the Morning X with Drew and Seth.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you very much for asking.
Good. First of all, I can't believe this conversation is even going on. And Drew, I'm on your side 110%. We all say things now and again that, you know, slip of the tongue, it all comes out, whatever. and offend some people, may not. Did you ever hear that expression, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me?
Yeah.
Move on.
Hold on 1 second, Drew.
Yes.
Do words affect you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I agree to a certain point, Colette, that words shouldn't really hurt our feelings. But the fact is, there are things that I could call you that might hurt your feelings, and there are things that you might call me that might hurt my feelings. If we were born with sexual identity issues, had to struggle with it through adolescence, made it to adulthood, and then had someone on the radio refer to us as an it and made us feel less than human, we might feel a little bit differently. But the fact is, we don't have that life, right?
I agree with that, but we all have our issues and we all have our downfalls. But, you know, like I said, I don't, like, if when you were a kid and somebody called you stupid, you'd go, Mom, somebody called me stupid. Well, are you? No. Then freaking move on.
Well, that's not bad. I would have said, yes, I am stupid. So that would have been a bit different there. But I see where you're going with that. 877-327-9797.
Not a lot of tranny support this morning.
I'm telling you, look, you're not going to get a lot of tranny support. And if we're doing the show just for transgendered people, then it's going to be a different radio show.
Well, we're not doing it just for the transgenders. But if they want to listen, please join us.
I welcome all. And look, is Shim less offensive than it? Like, could I call her Shim and that would be less offensive? What am I supposed to call it? I mean, her. Mike, what's up? Welcome to Morning X with Drew and Seth.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Mike, how are you, bud?
Actually, I wouldn't say Shim would be any less offensive. But
good to know.
But,
thank you.
Anyways, yeah, no problem. I'm actually a gay individual, so I can kind of relate to where she took offense to it. I would say that I think she blew it up a little bit out of proportion. I don't think saying it in the sense that you said it was really too derogatory. And don't take this the wrong way, but I'd say it was kind of more an ignorance thing. You're not really super educated on that type of situation, so you really didn't know. So
yeah.
I would have said, instead of getting offended by it, you know, and starting the well works and everything, I would have probably just went ahead, called in, and nicely explained that, you know, that is derogatory towards people in that kind of a situation.
Sure.
And just kind of went from there. I don't think it was really that big of a deal.
What is the worst thing you can be called as a gay man?
Probably a fag.
Yeah, I understand that. I won't use that word.
Worst thing, but it also depends. It depends on the situation. If you tell me that and you're joking with me about it and I know you and you use that word, it doesn't offend me at all. Actually, I say that to all my friends. It really makes no difference to me. I'm pretty easygoing with that stuff.
It's like when them blacks use that N-word with each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question then. I don't know if you're a dad or not. There are gay dads in this world. But my son wrote a little rap. He's 8 years old. He wrote a rap yesterday. And in that rap, he kind of used gay as a derogatory term. Like, I saw these kids sitting in the corner. And I said, hey, that's gay.
Well, that doesn't rhyme.
Well, no, it rhymed. I'm just leaving out the line before that.
It
no
sounds
way.
More like a haiku.
It's not a haiku. That's 575. But what's a good way, Mike, for me to say, look, gay isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's not an insult to be gay. It shouldn't be, but still it is. I don't know how this gets through to these kids.
You just have to educate them on the term of how they're using it, really. Saying the word gay isn't a bad deal. You know, and there are other certain slangs that I necessarily don't take offense to, but some of my friends do, which I kind of get in a little debate about it anyways.
Right.
But I don't think it's really bad. It depends on the usage, really. It's the context of the word.
Hey, Mike, one last question. What is your favorite gay club? Is it Georgie's Alibi?
Believe it or not, yes, it is. But that's mainly just because I like more of a bar setting than a club setting.
Thank you very much.
Well done,
yes,
Seth.
No problem.
Well done. Thank you very much, Mike. Great call, by the way.
It was.
Didn't sound gay.